Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. Back to a beautiful Friday with Coil and Visit Vegas Places with Coil. I want to thank all my listeners for downloading. Thank you guys for the love. Thank you for the support. Again, you can go to the website, visitvegasplaces.com, and that is visitvegasplaces.com. And if you see, you can actually download all the episodes for that month, that current month. You can download early. And then if you scroll down, you can actually subscribe to receive that email newsletter to receive those downloads early. And also, we have my team putting together nice packages and everything to start sending more newsletters. It's just the monthly ones you guys are receiving. But I do appreciate all the love and the early downloads. You guys are showing a lot of support out there, and I want to thank you. So today is important. It's about headshots. Last month, I had headshots done. That was very important to my journey and the business, of course. I also had a talk, if you guys don't know, Wisdom, which I used to be on. I do a talk on Wisdom, which is now currently Noom Vibe. So Noom Vibe is on Apple iOS only. And with Noom Vibe, I'm there Monday through Fridays, every day at 8 a.m. So that's Monday through Fridays at 8 a.m. And I'm sharing best practices on social media engagement, general life period. Every now and then you might hear me vent. And again, that's Noom Vibe, N-O-O-M-V-I-B-E. And we were talking about headshots. So a little interesting topic on headshots is why current and professional headshots matter for business owners. Definitely gives a first impression, you guys. So in the digital world, your headshot is often the first impression potential clients and partners will have of you. A high quality current headshot projects confidence. You want to build trust. People do business with people they trust. So a professional headshot, of course, will convey that they take your business seriously and you do too. Personal branding, your headshot is an extension of your personal brand, you guys. So you want to keep that in mind. It should reflect the image you want to cultivate, whether if it's friendly, approachable, sophisticated, or something that's just else entirely. Networking and visibility. Professional headshots are essential for online profiles like LinkedIn, company website, anything that represents your business or all social media platforms. As you can see, it is a difference when someone has a professional headshot as opposed to just a nice looking selfie. Where I was one of those guys who thought a selfie might work. Like, I can get by with the selfie. I don't need all that. No, that is not the case. Let's rewind that. Take that back. That is not the case. And this session will educate you on why this is not the case. You would need a professional headshot. Credibility and relevance. A current headshot shows you engaged and up to date. I love up to date. I just came last month from a podcast evolution, and everybody pictures that were speaking on the board had up to date pictures. It was one or two that had an older picture, and you can tell. And that sparks red flags when I see the picture is outdated from the person themselves. It's like, hold on, is this you or are you 10 years ago? So keep in mind with that first impressions, it does say research shows that people form an opinion about someone within 100 milliseconds of seeing their face. A professional headshot can create a positive connection in clients' minds even before they meet you in person. So that is important. And today, I want to piggyback on headshots because I have today with me a professional photographer, a local business owner here in Las Vegas, and I utilize his services for professional headshots. Not only is this man professional and makes you look like $100, he makes you feel like $100. I want to welcome Michael W. Rogers. Hey, Mike, thank you for joining me today.
do you still feel like $100?
Every time I look at that picture, baby.
I was shooting for a million there, let me tell you. How are you? Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, man. Likewise, it was only right when we networked at the Chamber of Commerce, which is very important. Before we get on, I know your experience about that. Could you let my audience, which is a lot of entrepreneurs, business owners, and also tourists that are coming in that probably own business in their city estates, how important it is to network with your local Chamber of Commerce?
It is the, I call it the best kept secret. because you have all these mechanisms to put yourself out there. But like with the camera, you can listen to 8-10 people tell you how to shoot the camera, but you got to shoot it yourself. Networking is the same way. You can listen to so many people tell you you got to do this, but until you physically walk in that room and introduce yourself, that's how you and I met.
Right.
Okay. And it was nothing more than walking into a room. I didn't hand you a business card when I first met you. We connected.
No. Right. Yeah, just like that.
The problem is, it's not a problem. It's just, it's doing. That's how easy it is. But you got to do it.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
You don't have to do it. It is suggested. And the results that you get from it, from you doing the footwork, is you'll be surprised.
Right. From the man himself. Now, Michael has history. He's not an amateur at photography in the city. He's definitely not. He's done work with from big to small. He's universal across the board. Mike, give us a brief history coming up to you running your business here in Las Vegas before we really get into the meat of the service. Give us a brief history so they'll know who they're talking to.
Let's see if I used to do this inside of 2 minutes. Let's see if I can still stay there. I'm originally from Fairbanks, Alaska. And at the time, I was not in photography. I was a broadcast meteorologist on television. I have a degree from Mississippi State. I was also a radio personality. So speaking in front of people, that I can do for 37 years. 2007, I picked up a camera as a result of a personal thing that happened in my life. And I picked up the camera to take my mind off of what was going on in my life in the past. And over time, I got good with the camera. The highlight, which started it all, was taking a picture of Denali in 2014. Denali is the highest peak in North America, 20,237 feet. Put it on the Facebook page of Alaska Magazine. I did that in April. This is the anniversary. April 24th is when I did this.
Wow.
So they called in June and offered me money to take my picture and put it on the cover of the magazine.
Okay.
That's when I decided to become a photographer. 2014, right. September that year, I moved to Las Vegas. Now the story begins. Because when I moved here, the first thing I did was I got off the plane, went to the William Hill Sportsbook, asked the guy, what are the chances of me being a professional photographer full-time here in Las Vegas? He says, 1 in 428 million. And I said, challenge accepted. For 2 years, I lived in my car at a Starbucks on Easton and Pebble with one camera, one lens, and it took off from there the whole time. Headshots came. Headshots didn't come until 3 years later. But I was new. Everything was new. I'm a 31-year resident of Alaska trying to live in the lower 48. Let me put it to you this way. Division I college football and the NFL, they're different because of one thing. Speed. Speed. When I came here, it was speed. Took me 3 years to get used to that. Then I started doing headshots. And from that point on, I network with people, and I'm also the official photographer for a magazine in town called Real Vegas Magazine. As of today, in 9 years living in Las Vegas, I have a total of 133 magazine covers. Yeah, the other three just came out yesterday.
Wow. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah,
for
because
that time length. Yeah.
Because I'm self-taught, so I didn't. I'm self-taught all the way. So that's where I'm at now. This year is the year I chose to run it as a business.
Okay. Okay.
And it's a totally different ball game. But I still knew certain things. Like, for instance, for me to generate leads, to generate clients, to meet people like you, it was networking. And because I spoke in front of people all my life, it's not hard for me to go to any place and just talk to people. It's real easy.
Right.
That's it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's a beautiful story. And I know that I can dig in deep on that story. We'll be here all day on this session.
Yes, sir. Yes, we would. That would be VH1 behind the music and behind the camera. And we wouldn't even have got to the picture part. We would just get to the other part.
All right. So this one, which everyone's probably want to know, who's probably already aware of you. what camera gear and editing tools are essential for your work?
I'm glad you said my work, because there's a lot of cameras out there. The key is your work. I shoot with a Canon 7D Mark II. Okay. I shoot with three lenses. I meant to get that because I'm going to tell this story. Dog, oh, it's over there.
No problem.
The coffee cup.
Go ahead. Grab it.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
I love it, man. So what he's going to do is get this coffee cup when I came and did my actual headshot. You guys all know I'm a TikTok shop creator. And then I brung a coffee mug for a gift to give to Michael in exchange where I was getting my headshots. But he's back. Go ahead, Mike. Give it to us.
I shoot with a Canon 24-105 millimeter lens. This, which was given to me by the host here as a coffee mug. But when I told him that this was the same lens that I used to capture his headshot, he almost fell backwards.
I did.
And now the only difference between the coffee mug and the lens is bigger. But right. This is what I shoot with.
A Zach replica.
Yes, yeah, Zach replica. I was so taken back. Lighting, I have two different setups of lighting. Most photographers start out with speed lights, like I did. I now move up to strobes. And my studio that you see behind me is 4 years of putting it together from an apartment. The VA moved me in here 4 years ago, and it was so bad and I was so broken. I'm trying to just make things happen that I actually turned it into a studio. And what's the first thing you noticed when you came in, when you walked in the door?
All your artwork. All your work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important that if you're going to tell somebody you're a photographer, you better put some form of work up there so you can see it. People don't know you. You walk into a person's apartment. You have no idea. And you felt very comfortable when you walked in here, didn't you?
Correct.
Okay. So that's pretty much it. Now we start the journey of the business side, which is totally different than the other side.
Okay.
Because of the fact that the clientele that I'm looking for, the work that I'm trying to produce right now, I've outgrown this place. So I'm eventually going to have to move. But I set up business goals, business money amounts. You pay your taxes. I also do other things besides portraits and headshots. I'm in the middle of writing my third coffee table photo book. And in July, I'm going home to Alaska to do my fourth, only I'm going to shoot orcas or killer whales and humpback whales. I also do landscape. You saw the landscape. Landscape is another product that I do. I do events. I do weddings, not as much as I used to, but I'm full-fledged. I'm a full-service photographer meeting the needs of what you need to get the job done. And I'm all self-taught. Taught myself.
Hey, you'd be surprised that he says he's taught himself, but when I went, Michael has this like gift and his talent of the like bring your character out of you. So like if you're smiling a certain way or if your posture a certain way, he can literally like just look at you and put you in position that puts you in a power stance, I should say, power stance. And he knows how to bring that out of you. And that brings up this question. I was interested when you was even doing me, like, how do he balance the technical skills from the technical skills of the actual shot to the artistic expression that you're getting from the client? How do you balance that? How did you get all that, you know, in all these years?
You have to know why you're doing what you're doing to get to where you want to go. The problem that I had, and you're going to hear me say this a lot because I've lived in Vegas. There's 2 million people that live in Clark County. Out of the 2 million people that live here, they have one great big saying, which is, I'm not photogenic. I don't know what that means, but then again, I do know what it means. If you're taking a headshot for business, you have to know why you're doing it. My part where the expression comes in is knowing the fact that I explained to you and you understand. So now we're both connecting.
Right.
Okay. Certain things that people do that I see, like with men, men have an issue with sitting up straight. Okay. Females don't have that much of an issue, with the exception they have to be comfortable. They have to trust you. Okay. With me, from my background before photography, speaking in front of people, you know, I was doing this MC thing and DJing when I was playing out. I was doing this. I'm 69 years old. Okay, let's get that squared away. So I was doing a lot of things before you were. Right. So this is nothing new. When you walk in the door, I pretty much got you peeped out in about 10 seconds. And then at that part, you could call it artistic. I just want you to feel good about you. And it comes out in the image. Okay, so a lot of people could be technical. A lot of people could be a lot of things. I know for me, looking you in the eye and communicating with and connecting through that, giving you no defenses whatsoever.
Right.
You remember how we were right. we were having a conversation? I'm just clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking. Then I wanted you to do something. You remember I wanted you to do something?
Right.
So what's the one thing I told you? Does it get your chin down? Okay. Why do I tell you to put your chin down? Tightens your jawline.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Instead of telling you to smile, oh, by the way, if a photographer tells you to smile, he's a rookie. But what did I tell you instead of smile? I said, show me some teeth. See, look at you. There it is. Click, 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 click. Look at this. Click, 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 click.
Right.
This is our session. Click, click, click.
Right.
When you feel comfortable and it makes you natural and it doesn't make you look fake.
Right.
Men represent power, and they represent it through the chest and the shoulders. Females represent curves. But by the same token, female is different because it's all about trust. Nothing else. It's all about trust. I'm asking a female to come into this apartment. She doesn't know me from Adam. Sit in this chair in front of my camera where I'm going to make her look beautiful. And oh, by the way, I'm asking her to pay me, and she doesn't know me.
Right.
I have to have my ducks in a row.
Yes, sir.
To do that, you know.
Yes, sir.
I'm 69 years old. I'm the father of 10 children. I've had a life before photography. That was the other thing that helped me out. I had another life before photography. According to Psychology Today, in your adult life, you go through 4 career changes.
Mm-hmm.
This is my 6th.
Okay. Okay.
So I come into all of these, or as my editor says, what separates you from everybody else in Vegas from a lot of other photographers is your age, your experience. You've been there and done that in more ways than one. And you know how to communicate with that.
And that experience comes through your work. I think that's what gives you an edge, too, on you see something in your clients that they probably don't even see.
Oh, yes. Now that's a gift.
Right.
That's a gift. And you're I don't take that advantage for that. So usually I can, as soon as you walk in the door.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's amazing because I didn't believe it at first. It took some convincing. And how I learned was through the people who didn't like it. And when I say people didn't like it, people are people. Everybody's not going to like your work.
True. That is true.
So anytime somebody came up and said that, I would go like, aha. You don't like my work. I'm on to something. I'm on to something. Okay? Because I didn't want to be like everybody else.
Right
now, there's so many photographers who are all doing the same thing. It's very, very few people be authentic. Sure. But to finish this part up, you're the customer. You're paying me to give you a product that you can show to the world. So it's just as important for me to listen to you, to give you what you want, that you would pay me for that service. It's not all about me. I mean, I could want it to be, but customer base, customer service, you notice you weren't getting out of, you weren't leaving this place till we got it right. All right. So that came from age. That's just being around a lot of people and watching them do that.
I love it, man. Not even that. Everything you do is professional, from almost like how you say you had it already worked out, and speaking on the side of a customer, right? So it's rare we find ourselves inside the mind of how really a customer thinks, because I don't think we share that information while we're being a customer. You get what I mean? Because it's almost secretive. But telling you, giving you your roses now, when we was at that Chamber of Commerce network mixer and you called me back there, you told me what you'd done. I have that respect. First thing I knew is you were seasoning, right? I already knew that. Like, if he's still photographing there, because it's hardly, they all usually cop out. You're still doing it. So I knew you have something. Like, he has a gem. Let me see what he's talking about. Then you had your book back there. So you had your work, because you didn't have to really say too much. You just had to tell me what you do, the name of my company, and I'm going to show you the rest, which is important in the line of work you do. You had your book. You showed me your book. And I think I told you this when I saw the third business owners that I've interviewed and I've known, I knew that this is the right route to go. So when I saw that, like, whoa, you're like you're not only a photographer, but you're a photographer for business owners. That you was green light already. I already knew I was going to set it up. I didn't tell you that, but I already knew in my head, like, this is the guy that I'm working with right here.
Well, it was from those people in Vegas who kept telling me they weren't photogenic. And I kept going, like, why are you? You're not photogenic because nobody taught you.
Right. The right way.
Which is okay, but let's be real. Nobody taught you. Right. You're in business to make money in the world we live in. Now you go on the internet to look at a person's face. Mm. If you're trying to attract new clients, which is the reason why you're doing this in the first place, that new person is looking for somebody to do a job, to do a service.
Right.
He wants to see your face. What he's looking for is two things. Are you confident and you're capable? And do you know what you're doing? That's all he's looking for. He doesn't want to be your buddy. He doesn't want to be your friend. He doesn't want to go out and have a beer with you. He's looking for somebody to do the job.
Correct.
And what you just stated earlier, you have 0.8 seconds. That's all you got.
You knew. Yep.
Yeah.
Now, with your history, but we speaking on the history and your long tenure, tell me about a project or either a photo series that holds a special meaning to you, because you've done projects for a lot of important people.
The mayor of Las Vegas, I'll never top that image. It was something to behold because it was in 2018, January. And, of course, I don't know her, but I'm the photographer for Real Vegas Magazine, and we're going to put her on the cover of the magazine. Now, Carolyn Goodman goes back eons, her husband.
Right.
You know, here I am, this photographer from Alaska going like, but I only had 5 minutes because my editor was doing the written portion of the interview. And we only had 30 minutes for this whole thing.
Mm.
So when I walked in and looked at her, I already scoped out what I wanted to do to put her on the cover. So all I had to do was go, boom. In the time that I looked at her, I'm not political,
mm-hmm.
but I know a real person speaking from her heart.
Right.
And I just found out she was diagnosed with cancer. I'm not sure. But either way, the interview part was over. She stood up. I walked over. I go, hi, it's my turn. And she sat and looked at me and she goes, excuse me, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. How old are you? And at the time I was 62. And she looked at me and laughed. You saw the image on my wall.
Yes.
Yeah. That image is what she said to me when she goes, oh, you're just a baby. And I went, click.
I just had to slide that in there.
So I've been with the magazine since its beginning in 2017. Now, grant you, I've done 133 magazine covers, counting them. And according to a lot of people, and especially my boss, I haven't topped hers yet. It's like Michael Jackson trying to top Thriller.
Right. It's not happening.
And she looked at me when we sent the pictures back so she could look at it. It took her 3 seconds. Done. And the highlight was that she called me and she had said, I'm not going to tell you something that you already don't know, but I'm going to tell you anyway, and you look like the type of person that doesn't do well accepting compliments. She says, you're pretty good. That's all. There was...
Right. Right.
We're not going to be on Oprah. We're not going to be a millionaire. Yeah. She just called me. The mayor of Las Vegas calls me at this house.
Right, right. While staring at your photo that while you produced.
And my editor always runs around and tells everybody in Las Vegas, you should have been there that day. Because Michael just sat there and she asked him how old he was. And she goes, you're just a baby. And he went click.
Baca. Right. Perfect. You captured the perfect emotion. That's just mad. Yes. Because she was in awe and you captured that moment of her being in awe. Almost like the same thing I thought when I saw you. Like, I mean, I think it's American tradition. Like, I think America is more like, we want to say like the Gen Zs and all that, like, oh, yeah, they call old heads. I think nowadays the generation is different. When I was growing up, we respected our elders a little more than what they do now, as I see. You had to back then. It was by law. Nowadays, it's different. So I think nowadays, though, it is still said that once you see somebody who is seasoned and a vet, older, it almost gives you that sense of security that, like, okay, this person knows what they're doing. Because not only have you been through the trials and tribulations through the career, but like what you just mentioned, you've been through the trials and tribulations of life in general. And that gives you wisdom that no school, no nothing can give you. And I think you know how to utilize that with your career, which sets you apart from the other photographers.
Mm-hmm. Now we've got to do the new thing. Put it together in a business where I can make money.
Right. And totally. That's easy. That's the easy part. Because you got the hard part already down packed. Mm-hmm. That, what you said, is the easy part.
Mm-hmm. And photographers have their own deals just in general with themselves. But I knew from when I picked it up, something was going to happen. It took a while for, in fact, it took a female in Butte, Idaho to convince me because I didn't believe it. But right. I knew something was going to happen. Now comes the part where you can do all the talking and podcasting and all you want, but you got to get up out of here and get a cup of coffee, set up two lights, put some headphones on and start talking.
Yes,
sir. You got to get up after you do this and go to this one meeting hall over here and meet a bunch of people you don't know. And out of six people, you know, five of them going to go, oh, you're a photographer. And they walk that way.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got to go and take a picture of somebody and she's going to tell you she doesn't like it.
Right. Right.
How are you going to handle that information?
Right.
You've got to. I tripped and fell and broke a speed light at a big function.
Mm-hmm.
So all my, you know, you make money. You try to put, every time you think you're making a piece of money, something's going out.
True.
Or something happened. So yes. That's experience. But until you physically do those things yourself, all you're doing is just talking.
True. True indeed. True indeed. True indeed. Yes, Mike, man, this is lovely. I can sit up with Mike, I swear, and talk all day. when you got to catch yourself when you get a session with Mike, because you will find yourself talking and then you forget.
Yeah,
I got to take
that's
pictures.
That's the truck driving in me, too. See, because truck driving, you know, I drove semis for 20 years. There's nobody in the truck. So when we talk to somebody, we're going to get as much as we can. Because we didn't talk to anybody. Been in the truck all day.
Love it. Now, tell us about the special. So let's get into the services.
Okay.
We got Mother's Day coming.
Okay,
what specials you have for locals or even visitors that'll be in Vegas during that timeline mm-hmm. that you can offer for your services?
The thing about Mother's Day, with respect to the event itself, Mother's Day, anything that deals with family and photography, I try to structure more on printing. Because when you're taking pictures of family or mom, you need a document that they can keep for themselves to continue the legacy of the family. That's what's most important. Okay, so at this point, I have three packages for sale. I also have what is called a mini shoot, which is a 30-minute session, five images, digital, for $250. I don't have to upsell family photography. I don't have to upsell Mother's Day, because we all know digital does nothing.
Right.
You want to print it, and you want to keep it. So that's what's going on right now. The other packages that I have includes photo books, includes gift cards. So you can use the gift cards to purchase other items inside the package. So that's called value.
Lovely.
But Mother's Day and family is all about printing, period. It's about the legacy of your family.
Yes. That's...
And you can't keep it on digital.
Right. No, you got to get those printed. I think Mike... We had to talk about this.
Yeah.
And if you guys are listening, can we please encourage that more, especially within the African-American culture, of taking those family pictures? Let's start getting those pictures on the wall. Let's start educating the kids of the history of the bloodline. Start getting those old pictures out, putting them on the wall. Let's educate them. Okay. Let's get
your
back
children,
to that.
Yes. You're going to be gone, and your children are going to have children. They're going to want to know who you are. They're going to want to see pictures of you. Where are they going to find them? Not on the digital. That's for sure. That's the whole thing about families. And because I'm the father of 10 kids, I know this all too well.
Yes, it is important. Very important.
Headshots, I'm getting a new website built. So my pricing with Headshots now, there were three packages. I just included a fourth. So that's coming along. I do specialize in portraits and headshots for business.
Okay.
But I also do lifestyle, profile pics, dating pics. I do events like crazy. I'm getting ready to go and do an event tomorrow night in the south end of town. Okay. So I put myself out there for a lot of things. But headshots is a thing, and it will always be the thing. And my magazine. And now that I started doing photo books, I can get to, I like to travel. So driving the truck for 20 years, my life has been like, I'm so used to getting up and going somewhere.
Right.
So there's times in Vegas, I just got to get out of here.
So I
go home to Alaska during the summer.
Beautiful.
There you go. Did I do okay?
Yes, sir. You did. Yes, sir.
Did I answer all your questions?
Man, you did everything. You know you're always on point. I just need you to give my audience, for those who are driving, those who are at work, are not settled, to give them your social media handles and also the website where they can connect with you.
The website, the old ones fill up. Well, let me give you the phone number first, because after in radio, we give phone numbers out. And I always argue with the program director. Then I became a program director. And they're like, they're going to forget the last four numbers of the phone number. Why do this? They're going to forget it. But I'm going to do it anyway. 702-466-7167. That's the phone number. The website is www.michaelwrogersphoto.com. When you go there, that's the old site. We plan on launching the new one on April 4th. We're behind. But one of the things about the new site is that when I talk about the products like Mother's Day or whatever, you'll be able to book on the site and pay for it.
And then if you're listening on the show notes, we have the updated website, so you don't have to worry about that. So you have the if you guys listen, you can go directly to the show notes. And I have Michael's number there. Also have Michael's Instagram tag, and also the current website where you can actually book a session through his website.
This man is the one who told me about TikTok. I didn't know anything about TikTok. All I kept thinking was all he do is play hip hop music. And the next thing you know, I put his image up there and this thing is blowing up, and I didn't use one inch of TikTok. And I was like, okay, this works. Okay,
yes, it works.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And you're doing a good job. I'm glad I see you everywhere now. I'm like, dude, this dude is active now.
Well, it was because of you. Why are you people calling me? You never call me. This is amazing. Nobody ever. You know how people never call you all day long, and you're doing this thing and all. Man, excuse me.
It's the universe. They know. They know you busy. The universe is working with you.
You're doing a good job, sir. I like what you do. I like how you do it. I like how you present yourself. I like how you carry yourself. The sky's the limit for you. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me the opportunity to be sitting with you to promote my product.
Oh, yeah. You know, and this is the beginning, though, right? I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
It's the beginning, yeah. Baby. You about to...
Should I start looking for assistance now or what? Because every time they go, like, everybody goes like, it's just the beginning. Are you trying to tell me I can't do it all myself?
I turn the heat up. If you know somebody who's been on a session before you, you just ask them, how was it like after session with Coil? And I'm sure you'll get positive notes. But you're about to witness it, so there's no need to ask. You start preparing yourself.
Well, there's nothing more than you and me having a conversation and you making a choice. And the prices are affordable. But I'm in business to make money. So the prices are affordable. You get a good product. But I want to keep the relationship beyond just a headshot. Right. So there you go.
It. Good business, man. Good business, man. So you hear it, Michael. Michael Rogers Photography. Man, I can't wait to come back. I got some ideas too offline. We're going to get together because, like, even knowing your skills, I have some ideas. I'm like, I know he can do this.
There's one thing you can help me with because you're from Los Angeles.
Okay.
And my favorite things to take pictures of is airplanes and trains. And I need to find a spot.
Oh, yeah.
Next to LAX on runway 24 right.
Uh huh.
To take a picture of planes coming.
I got I know it like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
I got you.
Is that Highway 1? Is that US 1 going around? Or is that something else?
No, we'll actually want to go to Imperial Beach, which is off Imperial Highway, which is the other side of it. And right there, because actually on Imperial Beach, you got the end is the beach where you can see them take off. But all through there, just kind of like cub holes and tucks that I can take you in. Some of them still exist, we could go in there to get you that close-up shot.
Yeah, that's my fun part. Yeah. When I shoot for fun, I shoot airplanes.
Okay, I love it. I love it. I love it. So now we're going to get into this or that. We're going to get into a little personal side about Michael and let the audience get a personal side of you. And then after that, we're going to trivia you with the very, very Vegas trivia just to educate the audience on the history of Las Vegas. So our first question with this or that, we're going to give you two options, and you just let me know which one you prefer. Now, when it comes to shooting, I think you already answered this. You prefer, well, it might be different, the Nikon or the Canon?
Canon.
All right, Canon, yeah. Hey, my first camera when I started this business was a Nikon. My wife, she was like, you're going to do this content stuff? We're going to get you a camera? Because we didn't know then. So I bought the camera, and I got the Samsung S20 Note. The S20 was out just now, just coming out. So I was working with the camera and the S20. I literally found it easier for my phone, and the quality was better on the phone than the Nikon. I literally started my business with the S20.
Everybody says
that too. They'd be like, get out of here, Coy. I'm like, no. Like, if you go back to my old content, it was all done with that phone. That's how I literally started my business with the phone. That's how good the phone is.
A lot of people got started with the phone, but and you do realize is that no matter what piece of equipment that you got, the images that you put out is not because of the equipment, it's because of you.
Right, right.
So
I have to learn that.
You have an eye.
Yeah, I have to learn that. All right. So the next one, where do you find yourself being more engaged and posting more? Instagram or Facebook? Although they're the same meta, do you find yourself leaning towards Instagram or more Facebook?
Facebook, because my story and how I got to be where I was on Facebook.
Love it. We're going to work on
it. It was more personal. It was personal from Facebook, and I happened to have a camera in my hand.
I like that.
And I was driving semis and taking pictures of the country and developed a following, which I had no idea that I was doing. Because I'm going through a rough time in my life. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Now that you're getting active too on social media, I want to tell you something. You keep that Facebook personal. I'm learning myself that my Facebook is also personal because it's my government name and it's just not Visit Vegas Places. So I have a different audience of people who really knew me before the podcast, before all this. So I make sure I share things that are more personal, like places I eat or stuff. So in like your case of scenario, if you share things on your personal account on Facebook, keep it on Facebook. That's the only account I don't share anything else on other platforms. So like
everybody who sees me knows my story and Facebook. I took photography going through a bad time because I thought if I took a good picture, somebody might like me.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I got on Facebook because it was the only people that I could communicate with.
Right. But it's funny how that worked out. That's true.
Yeah. I'm driving a semi, going through a bad time in my life with a camera, with nobody to talk to. And I'm living in Idaho. And there was nobody.
Right.
You know what it's like to be alone? So over time, everything kind of came together. So everybody who knows me through Facebook was because of the story before, while I had the camera in my hand, not before. Right. Or it wasn't because of how I took this picture.
Right, right, right.
So and they then because I'm journey. From Alaska, so there's people following me. Okay, there's people in Alaska, there's people in Idaho, and then there's Facebook. Yeah.
They followed your journey. So they know the journey, which started with the photography, because you let them inside of that journey on Facebook.
I had no choice. I was alone.
Gotcha.
I was ashamed. I was feeling bad. I lost my family. I lost my kids. I was a mess. Man. I couldn't function.
Yes, yes.
And you have nobody to talk to? Really? Right. So, to take my mind off of all that stuff, I picked up the camera to communicate with the world. I was on Facebook.
Wow. That's it. That's the true meaning of you. I see why you put your life and soul in every shot. Yeah.
I don't wish anything. Yeah. See, it's the true story. This is not, I'm not getting a true story on your show. That's not what this is all about. But if you want to know the truth, that's what the truth is.
Right. Right, right. No, that's what makes them interested in you. That's your story that they got to go see you. So when you guys are hearing right now, you're like, this man is interesting. That's the reason why I have him on this show. The reason why his Instagram, all his contacts are in the show notes. So you could go get to know Michael and also get some of those good photos. I can't be the only one looking good around town.
Well, I had a hard time pushing back because everybody would say, like, my story is an inspiration. And I'm going, like, where? I said, there are more people going through worse things than I am.
I got you.
Where do you see the inspiration? But meeting you, and there was one other person, the client I booked for next month, she goes, I've been following you since 2009.
I love it.
Your story and how you came up and how you evolved in the. I've seen your photography get better from 2009. I said, was it bad in 2009? Right. She goes, no. But I see you go from this to this.
Right. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. You know, you and I connecting, you saw it right then and there to the point where, as I was speaking, you wanted to know more.
Right.
But I didn't explain it to you like, oh, look at me.
No.
Actually went like, you did what?
Right, yeah. And you propped the position as like, this is what your business needs, not what I need.
Yeah.
This is what your business needs.
Right. Yeah. I like Instagram because it was the accident. I didn't think I'd get anybody to – Instagram has so many things.
It does.
And because I'm a baby boomer, I'm bound to determine I'm going to be different than anybody else anyway. So, you know, I'll just throw stuff on there and I don't care.
Right.
But Facebook was the one.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into the last one, though. I definitely got to find out while we're still on social media. So where do you see yourself spending more time likely now that you're exposing yourself more? Would it be X, which is formerly known as Twitter? Or TikTok?
TikTok.
Yep, TikTok. I love it. Yeah. And you're doing good on TikTok. You got
nobody knows me on TikTok.
So, when nobody knows you.
Correct. Number two.
The only way you could blow up is no one has to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody knows me. I'm also focused on TikTok to where I could put on all the stuff like everybody else and boudoir lingerie and do all of that stuff. But I'm about portraits and headshots.
That's right.
And there's a market of people out there who need a quality headshot.
You're in the
and
game.
And if I stay consistent to what I'm doing,
yep.
That's going to come.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who are doing boudoir lingerie, which in you can make six figures in that. It'll take you about 10 years. The thing about boudoir lingerie, number one, everybody's doing it. And number two, it's not as easy to come because your client has to trust you to do that. And that's a whole different genre, period. Portraits and headshots, I've already identified that I have a solution to your problem. Or, okay, you've got an issue with sitting in front of the camera. I can fix that. You have an issue with how you want to dress and how you want to come off and how you want to be presented and show your face to the world. I can fix that. I fix solutions in portraits and I have solutions to fix in portraits and headshots. Okay. And it's where I started first. And I'm going to see it through before I go. I mean, I do all the other stuff, but this is the main thing. When I came to TikTok, I just couldn't believe. And that was that first day. I think like I got about. What is it? 20 waves or
yeah.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
First day. First day.
They was waiting for you. That's why. Like, where you been?
So I decided to just put myself out there so people can get used to me. Now the content you will see on me now is how much does it cost?
And will you get a hold of me?
Yeah.
Smart man.
Yeah. Yeah, I may go zany. I go zany sometimes, but most of the time is okay. Here's a headshot. This is how much it costs. This is the number you can contact me. Done.
Done deal. That's it. You get leads right through there just by posting video.
Yeah,
the more you post, the more leads.
I had no idea. I was like, the heck?
Right. What was you? Come on, man.
Well, no, okay. All right. I'm not a big. I see these shorts on YouTube, and I see people posting. I'm not gimmicky. I mean, I've been in TV for 37 years.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm going like, well, I'm not going to put any hip-hop music. I'm talking about photography. You know, I just wanted to keep it straight. If I do, if I'm talking to you, looking through the camera, I'm dead in your face. I'm going like, hi, I'm a photographer. My pronouns are book me.
Right.
I don't need any music for that.
I understand you don't need no music, but for the audience nowadays with this new era with the attention span as this short, they need the music.
That's fine. You should have seen it when we were growing up. You should. Soul Finger. Oh man. I like that part. I mean, I just think it's cool that I'm watching people go through and trying to get to where I've already been. And my first thought all the whole time was, was I like that?
Right, right.
And then my grandmother was like, yeah,
right,
you were.
You was, yeah. Yeah, you was.
Yeah, but TikTok was, I mean, I had some accidents, but that just blew me away.
That's right. I love it, man. All right. I appreciate that. Now, next, we're going to give you a trivia. See how very, very Vegas you are. I think you might get this one, but I try to take it light on you. So I do give three multiple choices after the question for you to choose from. So see how very, very Vegas you are. The question is, what famous Las Vegas landmark is illegal to photograph and reproduce for commercial purposes without the permit? Is it the stadium? Fabulous Las Vegas sign or the lion that sits in front of MGM Grand?
I want to say Leo, but I have to. I was a tour guide here.
Okay.
On Big Bus.
Hmm.
Okay. And I was, I did it for almost 2 years.
Okay.
I can't remember, but I thought it was Leo. The Las Vegas sign, you would think.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the Las Vegas sign is owned by Yesco, and they lease and buy from them. So I want to say Leo. I want to say Leo.
No, you had it. It is the sign though they have under here. So they have the correct one is the sign, which I always hard for me to believe also, but it is the sign.
Yeah.
Which is illegal to reproduce or whatnot. But I've seen some instances during the years where I've seen it in certain people things, and I wonder, like, how did they get away with that? But then at the same time, I don't know what communication was done with them, you know, in private, you know, for them to either like, hey, make some changes, or you got to pay this amount for you to utilize that. But in some form of fashion.
The lady who made the sign in 1952 didn't have any copyright. Yesco bought it.
Correct. Correct. And I'd learned that, was it Betty, her
so
name?
So from the time she didn't put any copyright to it, and see, every sign you see in town is Yesco.
Right. And I think she didn't want it copyrighted because she did say she wanted the general public to be able to use it. She wanted everyone to use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, you know, they redid it. They put some extras on it. I got to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so nice.
The cover that I did for Real Vegas Magazine, I was out there three times.
Okay.
And I had to always go through a deal.
Okay.
Because we're reproducing it, putting on the cover of the magazine.
Oh, gotcha. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Next question. This is fun.
That was it. This was it. Yep. That's it, Mike. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for joining, your expertise. You guys, if you're listening, check out Michael Rogers Photography. You guys, he's based here in Las Vegas. Again, I have all of his social media handles, his website, and also his phone number are right there in the show notes, where you can directly connect with him right into the show notes.
It's been a long time since I've been in front of a camera.
Oh, yeah. You did good.
Yeah.
You did.
It's going to rain here, and it's going to do this here and all that here.
You did this thing right.
I used to have this nice tie. I look better than Al Roker, let me tell you.
Keep in mind, usually my business owners, when they get on my, I don't know what it is about me, but once they get on my podcast, they tend to get on other ones and get invites for other ones. So be prepared for other calls and other people's. Like, hey,
so I got to prepare myself for TikTok and other people.
Everybody. Yeah, because you're going to be out there. You're going to be out there now. That's what I do.
Okay, so you'll be next with a agency fee. Okay, cool. What's my cut? I done set you up.
Oh, man. But no, I don't operate like that with my own community, because we are our community and we're here together. And my purpose is to make sure I spread awareness and reach. So not only do tourists, because this is America's playground, are aware of what's local available to them, but also our own local community, to let them know what's available to them, because it might be right under your nose and you don't even know. And that's why I created this show.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. My pronouns are book me.
Right before we head out of here.
Shout out to my children. Shout out to a power greater than myself.
Love it. Man, I thank you, Michael. Thank you for keeping and staying doing the career you're doing, because if you wouldn't, I would have had to go somewhere else. Wouldn't have had, you know, you. So I just want to thank you for still doing what you do, because you do a great job and you're very professional, because Vegas does mean business and you're meant to be here in Vegas.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice, kind words. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, you remember, you guys download the episode, but not only download, go check out Michael. Go check out his Instagram. Follow him. Also check out the website. You guys, photographers who are listening, pick his brain. He's an expert at what he does, believe it or not. So a lot of times we need to communicate, share wisdom. When I was over there, I was telling him how there's a communication gap between the younger creators and the old school photographers. And I pray that as we go along, we can close that gap as we create more content and collaborate together. So thank you, Michael, for coming aboard. Okay. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. I appreciate you guys, audience. Thank you for being with us this Friday. I love you. Make sure you download and stay tuned and follow us on all our Instagrams and all our other social media platforms. Until then, I'll see you next Friday. All right, Mike. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us. Email the show. Any questions, you can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes. And that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys. And that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.